Paradise Shines Out from Within. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Paradise shines out from within. Why does paradise shine out from within? Where does paradise come from? How do we live in a state of paradise all of the time in our life? How do we live in a state of paradise all of the time in our life? Do we know what paradise is? Do we know how it feels to be in paradise? Do we know what kind of a world paradise is? Well, think about it. Paradise is when you are living all in divine order, when you are living harmoniously in every single way in your life. When you are happy when you get up in the morning, when you are happy with your breakfast, when you're happy with your lunch and your dinner, when you're happy with the greetings that you give to your fellows, when you're happy about everything you do. Paradise is when you live in a happy world. Paradise is when you like yourself. Paradise shines out from within. Everyone can tell you're living in paradise as you walk through life with a smile on your face and joy in your heart and a sort of a swagger in your being. You just are so happy to be you. You're so happy to be alive. You're so happy to be living in this glorious world. This world, which is so glorious, it's that absolute representation of who and what you are. To be who and what you are is something very magnificent and very special and very, very wonderful. But to be who and what you are, can you do that without any hesitation? Can you do that every time you turn around? Can you be who and what you are? Are you always the kind of person that you are? Are you always the kind of person that is happy? Are you always the kind of person that looks for the sunny side of life and finds it? Well, you can. To look for the sunny side of life and to be a happy person merely means that you live in a delightful way. You live in a very special way. You live in a very marvelous way. It means that you have within you that sparkle, that joy, that goodness that is divine. How do we develop the divine goodness within us? How do we develop the ability to be divine within ourselves? Now, that should come naturally. That should come from the very essence of our being born on planet Earth, or our expressing ourselves on any dimension of life. On any dimension of life, if we have good seed, if we have good thought beingness that we are, then that is who we will be and who we express and who we shine out. Now, if a seed is not a perfect seed, it cannot shine out a perfect being. Now, can you imagine any seed, any tree, anything at all, producing of itself anything imperfect? Well, you see, some seeds are imperfect. You go through a seed company, and they have some seeds that are better than others. They have some seeds that are mutated. They have some seeds that are shriveled. They have some seeds that are not fulfilled. Okay. Seeds are like thoughts. And when these seeds are less than perfect, you dispose of them. You do not keep them for further batching. You do not keep them for further reproduction. You take those thoughts that are not beneficial thoughts and you discard them. You not only discard them, you destroy them. You not only destroy them, you have them so that they will never more be. They are sort of burned in the fire of uselessness. Now you say, how can we do that? Can we take the seed of a human being and burn it? Can we take the seed of a plant and burn it? Can we take the seed of anything and burn it? Well, yes and no. Philosophically, all things are thought. All things, all seeds are thought. All being is thought. Now, when a mother and father get together to produce a child, the mother thinks she is perfect, and the father thinks he is perfect. Now, if they are not perfect for any reason, if they have in their structure some imperfection, then before they get married is the time to clean up house. You say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. You see, our world is a world of thought. Our world is a world that is produced out of thought. It is created in thought and produced out of thought. Our world is all thought. Now, we like to say, well, the gene structure has imperfection in it, or there is something not good somewhere in the world. No, everything everywhere in the world is good, and it is just like it is planned to be. People who feel they have imperfect children are people who have imperfect thoughts about the children that they have. Now, if people have children who have problems, if people have offspring who have seed who have problems, that doesn't mean that that problem has to continue. If the person who is involved in this can have the strength of beingness to say, my seed is perfect. My seed is perfect. Now, you see, that's not going to change the seed. Oh, yes, it will. Every thought we think is our reality. Every thought we think is what we bring forth in our world. Now, people would like to shoot me for saying this. People would like to be very strong against these words that I'm saying, but they know it's true. All the world is but thought. All life is thought. Everything in the universe is thought. Hence, if everything is thought, can it be thought that we choose to think, or thought that we choose not to think? Is it thought that is thought in a way that we haven't thought it, that we haven't empowered it? Well, we have empowered it, and we have given it thought. Now, right now, you can say there is peace on earth, and it began with me. That's in my thought. And in my thought, this thing can be. Now, scientists can come up with some most interesting attitudes about life and about creation, and we believe them. And we believe them, and we follow what they say. Now, a scientist says it wants to have pure seeds to produce pure thoughts. And how does it gain these pure seeds to produce these pure thoughts? It gains these pure seeds by joining together pure ideas in the first place. When a man and woman get together and they say, our children will be, or are already in our consciousness, are absolutely magnificent. Every organ, action, function of their body is perfect, just like ours. Now, if the parent seed, if the parent has any thoughts in their mind that anything about their body or their experience or their background is imperfect, then it had better clear it up. Now, you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, now, is there any history in your family of any problems? And if you list those histories, then you say, that is something that is may reproduce itself and may not reproduce it. Now, why do you say it may and it may not? Why don't you just say it will always reproduce itself? Because that's our history. Why don't you say it happens every time? It doesn't jump a generation or so, but it happens every time. because it doesn't happen every time. And sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. And you say, why? Why? Well, because all is thought. And if we could purify our thought, we don't need to know our history. We need to know our present. We need to know our now. Right now, I am whole and perfect. Right now, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Right now, every organ, action, function, my body is perfect. You see, you have to start someplace. So you have a child with a problem, or so you have a problem. Or so life gives a problem because that's your history. Well, when is the history going to stop? When is the history going to cease from repeating itself? Paradise shines out from within. And it only shines out from within when we have paradisial thoughts. When we have thoughts about ourselves that are paradise. Now, we could have a school that teaches this, and we do. Every school teaches you there is one way to do something, and that is the correct way. And when you don't do it the correct way, you do it over and over again until you learn the correct way. Well, so it is about our bodies and our minds and our experiences. We learn it over and over again until we do it the correct way. Are you ready to do it the correct way? Are you ready to live your life the correct way? Are you ready to stand so firm, so strong? I like me, 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 I like. Are you ready to stand so firm and so strong with that thought in your mind and that thought in your attitude? Are you ready to live in that paradise and let it shine out from within you every moment of your life? Am I willing? Well, yes, I'm willing. I'm willing. And I'm working on it. And I can. And I see results every now and then. I see specific results where conditions exist and I bypass them. Where circumstances exist and I bypass. Some I didn't. Some I did. And when I am the divine in me, I will bypass all experiences of life other than my original purity and integrity. When I live the divine in me, I'm not only human, I am only divine, really. I let the paradise in me shine out in everything I think, say, and do. In every attitude I have of my mind, I let the divine shine out. And I let the divine shine out beautifully. Look around you at the world in which you live, in which I live. Is it not a very marvelous world? Is it not a very spectacular world? Is the majority of the world whole and perfect, beautiful and fantastic? Why isn't all of the world whole and perfect and beautiful and fantastic? It's because we, by our thought, have allowed a thought that said something is less than ideal to be in our world. We cannot afford to have a thought in our thinking system that is less than ideal, for if we have a thought that is less than ideal, what we have done is to empower that less than ideal experience to be in our awareness. Now, it's neither good nor bad. A thought of illness in our bodies and a thought of wholeness in our bodies, it's neither good nor bad. These are just expressions. These are just illusions, and all of life is illusion. Our reality is that we are whole and perfect. Our reality is that our original purity and integrity is who we what and what we are. It has nothing to do with appearances. Appearances come and go. Appearances are not our reality. Our reality go far beyond that appearance to our original purity and integrity, which stands true in us, our divine nature, all of the time. And when you and I in every moment of our life can stand forth true to our divine nature, when we can stand forth true to who and what we are, when we can let paradise shine out from within us, because paradise is within us. When we can do that, we have accomplished one of the most beautiful gifts that we could ever give ourselves, the gift of living in paradise now, the gift of living in heaven now, the gift of living in the allness now. Can you do that? Can I do that? We sure can. Do we want to do that? I believe we do. I believe that that's our reality. I believe that that's who and what we are. I believe that paradise is within you, me, all. And it shines out now in all its glory, in all its magnificence, because that is who I am. And that's who you are. And that's who all is. This day I say of myself, I like me, I like me, I like me. This day I say of myself, paradise shines out from within me, and it is good and very good. Enjoy that with me, and know that to be your truth. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you. I like you, I like you, I like you. And I like me, oh my, yes, I like me. I like me.